At a time of gift-giving and sharing that makes all the world kin, the Cavalcade of America brings you as its gift the simple and moving story of the beliefs of a devout people. One of America's most beloved plays, The Green Pastures. We choose it because it's above the temporary madness that engrosses. The Green Pastures unfolds. We hope that it will help you find the peace within that the world without temporarily lacks. It's been 10 years since Mark Connelly found inspiration for The Green Pastures in Rourke Bradford's book, Old Man Adam and His Children. On the stage and later on the screen, this play and music has brought exaltation and joy to millions of men, women, and children who found in it an expression of the overwhelming faith of the human spirit. At this holiday season, DuPont presents on the Cavalcade of America the first radio performance of The Green Pastures by Mark Connelly with the music of the Hall Johnson Choir. Sunday morning in a sleepy Louisiana town, a corner in a Negro church, 10 children and an elderly preacher.
The seventh day of the Lord's resting. Now, children, that's the general idea of what the Bible's like.
What's the world look like when the law began, Mr. DJ?
How you mean what it looked like?
Carl, I mean who was in New Orleans then?
Yeah, there was nobody in New Orleans on account there was no New Orleans. There wasn't nothing on the earth at all. Case for the reason there wasn't nothing except heaven.
Who was around then? Nothing but angels?
Angels and cherubs. All day long they had picnics, fish fries and bile custard, and 10-cent cigars for the adults. Heaven being the Lord's pet place, he'd fix it up nice. Yes, sir, I bet that was a grand place, all right. All them picnics, fish fries.
Glory, glory, rise and shine, and give it all the glory, glory, rise.
Coming as fast as we can. They gotta be kicked, ain't they? We can't just say, come on, fish, hop in the pot.
You seen that baby of mine around here?
There he is, sitting up there on that cloud.
I declare, that baby must got him flood in him. You come down here. You want to be put in the sin book? Now you heard me. I'm gonna drop and suck you down.
Well, you better get him down here quick, sister, because here come Gable.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angel. I wonder, can I interrupt the feast fry and give out the Sunday school kiosk? All right, Cherub. Fly right over here by me. Now then, why are you here?
Because he's so good.
That's right. Now, who's the big boss?
Our dear Lord.
That's right. Now, here's your kiosk. Oh, wait a minute. Gangway. Gangway for the Lord God Jehovah.
Is you been baptized?
Thank you, Lord.
Is you been baptized?
Thank you, Lord.
Is you been baptized?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Do you bow mighty low?
Thank you, Lord.
Do you bow mighty low?
Thank you, Lord.
Do you bow mighty low?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Let the fish fry proceed.
Little bile custard, Lord.
Thank you kindly. This looks nice. How's the fish fry going?
Okay.
And then,
this is the best one yet, Lord.
Well, why don't you shouters give us one of them old-time jumpers?
Anything you say, Lord. So high.
My boy!
the matter, Lord?
I ain't sure just yet. There's something about this custard. I can taste the eggs and the sugar, but I know what it is. It needs just a little bit more firmament.
It's all the firmament we had, Lord. There ain't another drop left in the jug.
That's all right. I'll just ride back and pass a miracle.
Quiet, Angel.
Let it be some firmament. And when I say let it be some firmament, I don't want just a little bitty dab. Let it be a whole mess of firmament. That's the way I like it.
Look, Lord, the sheriff is getting all wet.
Oh, my. Well, then we got to make a place to drain it off.
And look at Leonetta. She's wet to the skin.
You angels keep quiet, and I'll pass another miracle. That's always the trouble with miracles. When you pass one, you got to ride back and pass another. Let there be a place to drain off this firmament. Let there be mountains and valleys. And let there be rivers and bayous to drain it off in, too. As a matter of fact, let there be the earth.
Look down there.
Do you see, Lord?
Yes, Gable.
Look my nice, Lord.
Yes.
That make my nice farming country.
It's a good earth. It ought to have somebody to enjoy it. Gable.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going down there.
Yes, Lord.
You be my working boss here while I'm gone. You know that matter of them two stars?
Yes, Lord.
Well, get that fixed up. And that sparrow that fell a little while ago, tend to that, too.
Okay, Lord.
Now, angels, I'm going to pass one more miracle. One of the most important miracles of all. Let there be man. Good morning, son.
Good morning, Lord.
What's your name, son?
Adam.
Mm-hmm. Let me look at you. Adam, you've a nice job. But wait a minute. There's something missing. I know what it is. You need a family.
Yes, sir. What is a family, Lord?
I'm going to show you. Eve.
Yes, Lord?
Now, you're all right, Eve. Eve, you take care of this man. Adam, you take care of this woman. You belong to each other. Drink the water from the little brooks. And eat the food that's hanging for you in the trees. That is, in all but one tree. That one. There.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I got to be getting along now. I got 100,000 things to do before you take your next breath. Just be the kind of children I want you to be.
There. I guess that's about all the important business this morning, Lord.
Ain't there nothing you was to remind me of, Gable?
The prayers, Lord.
The prayers?
For mankind, you know, down on Earth.
Oh, yeah. The poor little Earth. I ain't been down there since that rascal Cain killed his brother Abel. Maybe I ought to go down again. I need a little holiday.
Might do you good, Lord.
I think I will. What time is it by the sun and the stars?
Just exactly 5:30, Lord.
Well, take care of yourself. I'll be back Saturday. That's nice. Nice and quiet. That's the way I like Sunday to be.
Where is my sweet man? Where can he be?
Now, that ain't so good.
My sweet man,
where? Yes, stop that.
What's the matter with you, country boy? Where is my sweet man? Where?
Don't you know that this is the Sabbath? That's no kind of song to sing on the Lord's Day.
Who cares about the Lord's Day anymore? People just use Sunday now to get over Saturday.
You're awful sassy, little girl.
I come from sassy people. We even speak meaner to dead.
Ain't nobody ever told you you're on the road to hell?
Sure, that's what the preachers say. But I happen to know that at the present time, I'm on the road to the picnic grounds waiting for my sweet papa. There he is now.
Hello, sugar. Who's your traveling man?
What's your name, son?
Soap and water, country boy.
What is your name, son?
Cain, the sixth.
I was afraid so. Is the other young men's all like you?
Gals don't think so. Come on, let's go, sugar. So long, hot pocket.
Where's my sweet lady?
Bad business. Bad. The birds is going about their business all right. Yeah, that's fine. And how are your little flowers making out?
We all came along.
Yes, and you look very pretty. Goodbye.
Bye, Lord.
It's only the human beings that makes me downhearted.
Oh, Lord, I got to get them groceries. Please, please, please.
Well, now, this is more like it. It's nice to see people on their knees praying, even if it is outdoors.
Oh, Lord, the smokehouse is empty. Oh, Lord, let me see that little six. Well, there she is, friend.
Gambling. Here, let me look at them. And with frozen dice.
Get out the way, old big boy.
I'd rather have my earth peopled with a bunch of channel catfish than I would with mankind and his sin. I just can't stand sin.
Morning, brother. Can I walk along with you?
Why, certainly. I declare, you look like a good man.
I try to be. I'm the preacher here. I don't think I've seen you at the meeting.
Well, I just come to town a little while ago, and I've been pretty busy. What's your name?
My name's Noah, brother. My house right over yonder. That's my wife standing on the porch.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, sister.
Morning, brother. You a preacher, too?
I am, in a way.
Then you got to stay for dinner. We'll be ready in about 5 minutes.
Hurry on now, honey.
Well, I'll just go out back around the house and call Shem, Ham, and Jacob. Won't take long.
They's our sons. They live just across the way.
You got a fine wife, Noah. And you is a good man. I wish as there was more people like you.
The town is top heavy with sinners. The whole district's wide open. You know that makes for loose living.
Noah, what's the most rain you ever had around these parts?
Well, last April, the water come down for 6 days steady. And the river got so swole, it bust down the levee up above Freeport.
Mm-hmm. What would you say was it to rain for 40 days and 40 nights?
I'd say that was a complete rain.
Noah, you don't know who I is, do you?
Your face looks easy, but I don't think I recall the name. Oh, Lord. I should have seen the glory.
Noah, I'm going to destroy this world, but not your family. Now, look here. I want you to build me a boat. I want it to look like this. And I want you to call it the Ark. And when it's done, I want you to take two of every kind of animal and bird that's in the country. Take seeds and sprouts. Put them on that Ark. Let there be a deluge. Now, we're going to start all over again.
Chillin', the rain poured down for 40 days and 40 nights. Then mankind got it going again. For a while, he was pretty good. But doggone if he could stay good. It wasn't long before the Lord looked down, and there was mankind just as uppity as he ever was. And that made the Lord feel sad. Then one day, he got an idea. He was sitting in his office talking with Jacob.
Gabriel, I'm going to try a new scheme. Send in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Days on the way, Lord.
You run along, Gabe. Wait a minute. You going near the big pit this morning?
I could go.
Just lean over the brink and tell Satan he's a plain fool if he think he can beat me.
Okay, Lord. Then I'll spit right in his eye. Come in, gentlemen. You's all expected.
Good morning, Lord. Good
morning. Sit down. Make yourselves comfortable.
Thank you, Lord.
Much obliged, Lord.
Boys, I've been going along on the principle that mankind was something like angels. You could give him something and then let him enjoy it. But he ain't built that way. You're up here because you were good and kept busy. Now, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give your descendants the best piece of property in the world, if they's willing to work for it. Now, who does you think is the best man to put in charge down there?
Your holiest, Lord.
I want your holiest.
My great-great-great-great-great-grandson Moses is a good boy, Lord.
I know he is. I had him in mind all along. Moses. Moses, can you hear me in your heart? I want you to lead your people out of bondage and into the land of Canaan.
Moses?
I don't know. 40 years leading you, and now I can't seem to walk no further.
Joshua.
Yes, Moses?
What's the news from the scout?
Good news. The River Jordan is right ahead, and Jericho is just on the other side. Moses, we are there.
Joshua, you was going to get the fighting men together and take that city before sundown.
It's a big city, Moses, with walls all around it. We ain't got enough men.
Oh, the Lord will take charge, Joshua. Tell the priests to march around the walls 3 times and then blow on their ram's horn.
What about you, Father Moses?
I'm staying behind. The Lord's got his plans for me. Goodbye, Aaron.
Goodbye, brother. Goodbye.
I'm all alone.
No, you ain't, Moses.
Oh, Lord, it's you. Now, I guess my work's done.
Moses, you've been a good man. I ain't going to do you out of what's coming to you. Come on. You and me's going up this hill to your own promised land.
Oh, but, Lord, we can't be doing this.
Of course we can.
But Joshua and the fighting men. I told them to march around the walls of Jericho. The priests and the ram horns are blowing, and then the Lord would tell them what to do.
That's all right. He's there. Listen, Moses. I'll show you how he's helping them.
They did it, Lord. Is in the land of Canaan at last. But wait a minute. Isn't the Lord with them? Who is this here helping me up the hill?
Your faith. Your God.
Oh, Lord. You is everywhere, ain't you, Lord?
Come on, old man.
Children, it did. Soon as they owned the land of Canaan, the people went right to the dogs again. They built the wicked city of Babylon. And that was too much for the Lord to take. That was way too much. And one day, he couldn't stand it no longer. And when Abel came into his office, the Lord was mad. Powerful mad. But when the Lord was the God of wrath and vengeance, then nobody...
What's the matter, Lord?
It's that old world down there. Sin. Nothing but sin. Every time I've forgiven them, they've mocked me. Now listen, you children of darkness. Your Lord is tired. Tired of the struggle to make you worthy of the breath I gave you. So I renounce you. Listen to the words of your Lord God, Jehovah, for these the last words you'll ever hear from me. I repent of these people I have made. And I'll deliver them no more.
I hate to see you take on this way, Lord.
You look so blue
sitting there at your desk.
Gable, even being God ain't no bed of roses. Keep quiet now. Keep quiet. I'm listening.
Listening to what, Lord?
To a man. A man down there on the earth.
Who is he, Lord?
He just one of the soldiers fighting to defend the walls of Jerusalem. They call him Hezdo. But to me, he's Adam, too. Well, why does he keep thinking I'm going to help him?
He wanted to, Lord.
But I said no. Stop your talking to me, Hezdo. Do you hear? Keep your eye out for the enemy. Don't keep looking up to heaven that way. You're puzzling me. Don't you know you can't puzzle God? Hezdo, you want me to come down there very much? I'll tell you what I'll do. I ain't going to promise you nothing. I ain't going to do nothing to help you. I'm just feeling a little low. And I'm only coming down to make myself feel a little better. That's all. I'm going down to earth again, Gabe. I'm going to talk with him. I was just an old preacher from back in the hill.
What you doing here?
I heard you boys was fighting to hold Jerusalem. I just wanted to see how it was going.
Well, it ain't going so good.
They got you scared, huh?
Listen, preacher, we ain't scared. We's going to be killed, but we ain't scared.
How is it that you're so brave?
Is we got faith. That's why.
But God say he abandoned everyone down here.
Who say that? Who dare say that to the Lord God of Hosea?
The God of Hosea? Who's he?
How come you so puzzled?
I don't know. Maybe I just don't hear things. You see, I live way back in the hills. Ain't the God of Hosea the same Jehovah that was the God of Moses?
No. That old God of wrath and vengeance, we have the God that Hosea preached to us. He's the one God.
Who's he?
The God of Moses.
Well, Hezdo, don't you think there must be the same God?
I don't know. Maybe there is. Of course, the God of Moses made Hosea. And I suppose Hosea never would have found out what mercy was unless there's been a little in God, too. Anyway, he ain't a fearsome God no more. Hosea showed us that.
Well, how you suppose Hosea found that mercy?
The only way he could find it. The only way anyone can find it.
How's that?
Through suffering.
They can't lick you, can they?
I knows they can't. You better get out of here, preacher. If you want to carry the news to your people, it's almost daylight.
You want me to take any message?
Tell the people in the hills there ain't nobody like the God of Hosea.
Thank you, Hezdo.
For what?
For telling me so much. If they kill you tomorrow, I'll bet that God of Hosea will be waiting for you.
I know he will.
Yes. Yeah. Goodbye. I guess I was gone so long, I was just way behind the times.
Stop singing, Lord?
No, Gabe, no. No, let them sing.
They all heavy-hearted, Lord, because you feel so bad. They think it must be something serious.
It is serious, Gable.
Quiet, angel. Lord, is the time come for me to blow the trumpet?
No, not yet, not yet. I'm thinking about something Hezdo said. How he and Hosea found something.
What, Lord?
Mercy. Through suffering, he said.
Yes, Lord.
I'm trying to find it, too. It's awful important. important to all the people on my earth. Did he mean that even God must suffer? Open the pearly gates. I want to look down on the earth again.
Oh, look at him.
They're going to make him carry that cross up that high hill.
They're going to nail him to it.
Oh, that's a terrible burden for one man to carry.
Yes. Yes. That's what he had in mind.
Cavalcade of America extends warmest thanks to Mark Connelly, the Hall Johnson Choir, and to Juano Hernandez, who portrayed the role of DeLord on our presentation of America's beloved spiritual fable, The Green Pastures. And to the great American family, the 76,000 members of the DuPont Company send their sincerest wishes of the season and ask you to join in counting the many blessings which belong to all of us. The blessing that there is such a time as Christmas, and the blessing of peace and goodwill in the hearts of our American people. And now an announcement about next week's program. Next week, the Cavalcade of America brings you an original radio presentation of the story of Will Rogers, written by his friend, biographer, and impersonator, Cal Tinney, who will be the star of our broadcast. Speaking for the DuPont Company, your announcer is Clayton Collier on the Cavalcade of America.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. Thank you.